Welcome to the Team DCU podcast, the podcast where you can learn about DCU from current students. My name is Sinead McCrohan, and this evening I'm delighted to be joined by John Kerwin, a third year student of Applied Language and Translation Studies in DCU. John, delighted to have you today. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about my course and everything. And let's get into it.
I know. I'm really excited to learn more about the course, but also about yourself. You're quite involved in DCU clubs and societies and ambassadors, but we'll save that bit for later. Okay. So to start off with your course, Applied Language and Translation Studies. Was this always the plan? Did you always love languages growing up?
It's a very good question. I'd say like in secondary school and stuff, I would have definitely steered towards like studying languages and stuff. Mm-hmm. For my leaving cert, I did Spanish and French in my secondary school, and then Italian on the outside because my grades in chemistry and English were not up to scratch. So it's like, oh, studying Italian, that's obviously an easy thing to do,
and that's the answer.
Yeah, that's the answer. That's like what a logical person does. I did that, but it's kind of the thing of I chose this course specifically because I really wanted to just give all of my attention to like language studies, in their essence, and not kind of do something that would say like, you know, like business with the language or maybe like journalism with the language. Not like they're great options as well, but I kind of knew that this was the one for me in that sense.
Yeah.
And then kind of like the processes of like translating and even interpreting and kind of like learning about those things really interested me as well, because like, you know, like from a very basic point of view, like when anyone asks like what I'm doing in translation, I kind of say, oh, I tell people how to say stuff.
Yeah.
But obviously it's a bit more than that.
Yeah.
And I suppose like over the 4 years, you learn how to break that down. And I really like it because it's very varied as well. So like, you know, in the title as well, like explaining what applied language means to someone, like that's always an interesting one, because I suppose like what that means to me, having done a good 3 years of this course, is it's kind of like, you know, it's like kind of, you know, one third like language classes and stuff, where you do kind of like your vocabulary and, you know, your grammar and your reading and your listening and your writing and your speaking and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And then on another end, it's kind of like learning about languages themselves and kind of like developing a kind of a richer kind of theoretical knowledge. Mm-hmm. It might sound boring. It can be a little heavy at times, but it's honestly very interesting, and kind of like when you're studying languages, kind of like the theoretical stuff definitely complements like what you're doing practically, and like when you can understand something better, you can definitely learn something better is what I found. And then translation is also part of the degree.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, all those elements are so intertwined when you're learning about a language, especially at third level. These are the elements that probably make it different from secondary school. So what subjects, you were saying you were studying Italian kind of on the side, but you were studying languages in secondary school as well.
Yeah.
So what I can recall from being a student in secondary school, languages involved your reading comprehension, your listening comprehension, and then your like spoken exam and all the Schrapp pictures if you're doing Irish and stuff like that. How is that different then when you go into somewhere like DCU and you're studying language at third level?
I suppose I would say it's definitely a positive change to start off. Like it's a lot more dynamic than the approach that's taken in secondary school towards like teaching someone a language. Like I suppose it's not just the kind of thing of, you know, like your shopping tours, or like your role plays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more of kind of like you're asked to kind of like respond to content or kind of like things that are put in front of you, and like, you know, maybe do something that's like a step beyond kind of like, you know, an oral exam where it's set questions and stuff. You might do kind of like a presentation where like you decide what the presentation is on.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, you do like a full on like PowerPoint or something in Spanish. But for example, with Spanish and stuff, I've done kind of truly wild things. Like I've done everything from like a presentation on how I made like my own homemade ice cream in Spanish to things like, you know, like group kind of works where like we all did a written piece together, and kind of like it's a lot more kind of collaborative and dynamic. And I suppose like studying languages and stuff, like you do get a lot of space to kind of be that bit more creative and kind of like, you know, my best advice for kind of like approaching language studies in third level is to just kind of like, if you have an idea, to just absolutely run with it. I suppose like it is a case of trial and error for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But a good effort will translate into good results, I guess.
Absolutely. So in DCU we offer French, German, Spanish, Chinese and Japanese as the various languages that we run, and you can choose to do Chinese and Japanese from beginner's level. So you, I believe, John, took Japanese from beginner's level when you came into DCU. What was that like?
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, that was a bit of a whirlwind, honestly. I'd say, like, I would have had friends kind of, you know, who would have done, like, Japanese on a Saturday for the leaving cert, and then they would have done it in that case. And to be honest, when I was in secondary school, I was actually very jealous of all my friends who got to do it for the leaving. And, you know, like, I kind of, it had only really occurred to me as an option by the time I was in 16, but then it was too late.
Another language to add on top of the ones.
Sure, I rocked along to DCU, and I started Japanese from kind of the beginner's level in year one. And it's been great. Kind of like, I'd say they run you at kind of a reasonable pace, and like, I'd say this applies to kind of every language, but like, they're not going to throw you in the deep end, and they're not going to try to like kill you with like a really hard class or something. Like, they understand that you're a student that's come in from secondary school with a certain language level, and they're there to help you as opposed to kind of just make you suffer.
I suppose that's a general rule of thumb for DCU, is that if it's not an entry requirement, then you will be taught from scratch. So whether it is Japanese or Chinese, if it's from beginner's level, it is from beginner's level. You know, don't get it mixed up. You really will come in, you don't need to know anything before. Or whether that, you know, expands to say a business course, is you don't have to have studied business before in order to do them. So just make sure to read the entry requirements, I suppose, and be rest assured that if you are taking something up like a new language from scratch, that you're in safe hands. So I suppose an important part of this course would be your option to do a third year abroad or to do an internship. So are you going to opt for either of those, or some of your friends doing them?
So I'd say, like, in my case, I'm hoping to opt for a year abroad next year, which I believe is in fourth year, not third year, but it kind of like, or it's currently in fourth year. So at the moment, everyone in my course in third year has three options. We can finish with a 3-year degree, and that kind of suits people who want to kind of get straight into like the industry of like translation, or maybe go straight into a master's in like, I know someone going into a master's in computer science. So friend's plan is to use kind of both his language skills and then the computer science skills together, as well as his translation skills, to pursue a career in kind of like computers and linguistics together. And then you know, I also have people in my course who want to go straight into like secondary school teaching, and they're going to do that. And then for me, I want to do my year abroad to kind of like, to really hone in on the Spanish in my case. But from what I can say of like past students or like fourth years who I'm kind of friends with and would know, is that like, you know, they come back from their year abroad with brilliant levels of their language. Like, you wouldn't recognize some of the people, or like, the teach when the year abroad used to be in third year and they came back in fourth year, the teachers, they wouldn't recognize the students and the way they speak. Like, I'd say the fact of like kind of like living through the language and having it in your day to day, and then kind of like doing the classes like really through the language, it changes. It's a different ball game after that.
That immersion is really important, isn't it? And just soaking in the culture and how everybody goes about their day, and as you said, assignments and lectures through that language. I mean, you're practically fluent, I'd say, you know, when you're on your flight home, which is great. So loads of career opportunities there you're mentioning as part of this course, which is great to hear, because I certainly think there's a misconception that languages, you're just fluent in the language. But what's that going to do in terms of jobs? But you've mentioned there you could be translators, interpreters, going on to do further study in like linguistics, anything like that. But the course, I suppose, is just one part of your college experience. There's so much more that contributes to having a really great time at university. So clubs and societies would be huge in DC. We've over 140 of them on offer. There really is something for everyone. So how have you gotten involved in clubs and societies?
I'd say kind of over the various years, I've kind of involved myself in different clubs and societies. In this year, in third year, I'm kind of taking more time towards my study, but I'm still quite actively involved in the DCU LGBTA Society, and then kind of Coffee Society as well, which is a new and up and running society, where like, it's really just something so simple as kind of like, you know, teaching people that little bit more about coffee, and then kind of like going for coffee every Monday on at like 2 o'clock or something. And it's just kind of just simple, like social things like that as well. And then kind of in regards to, you know, DCU LGBTA, I'm actually on the committee for that, and I am the treasurer in that kind of, in that role. And that's kind of getting involved in societies and kind of getting in like committees, whether that's the capacity of like, you know, being doing like a social media role or like a treasuring role or like a first year rep role, it's a really good way to kind of like gain new skills and like kind of learn teamwork stuff. And like, you know, I have like, you know, current DCLGBTA treasurer like on my CV, and kind of like, you know, it's taught me to do things like, you know, make like, again, I'm in languages, I don't know anything about numbers. Like,
don't say that too loud, as the treasurer.
I did not say that.
cut that off the record.
Exactly. But like, it's taught me to do things, you know, like real professional skills, like, you know, like create invoices and like official looking receipts and kind of like work a spreadsheet and kind of like everything. So kind of like, I'd even say that like, regardless of kind of like, you know, if you feel that like, you know, you may not be like the most suited for a current role, I wouldn't let that stop you in running for like anything on that, on any committee, because it's an opportunity to learn and develop skills. Like,
yeah, and as you said, so important for your CV. Not only will you graduate with, you know, a level 8 degree from university, but you'll also have experience running events or managing accounts, albeit maybe not well, who knows if you don't know your numbers. But all that aside, not only will you have this for your CV, but to make friends for life.
Oh, definitely.
And you're also, on top of all of that, a student ambassador. So how have you been finding that?
Oh, that's been brilliant, honestly. Like, I'd say with the student ambassador, I'd say that's a very good kind of work opportunity for any second, third or fourth year in DCU, where you get to kind of do like a lot of very varied work across the board, from everything from like working opening days to working in accommodation to working online and doing kind of impressive online work. Like, it's a really good kind of career building thing as well. And you get to kind of meet prospective students and get to, you know, share your experiences with them and stuff. So like, anytime I get a student or like a potential language student come up to me, or somebody who's like, you know, interested in like, say, like French for the Leaving Cert, I'm always just delighted to hear that. And it's always just great to see kind of their passion towards the course, and to kind of like, you know, give them the 212 on like studying languages and like on applied language and translation in my case.
Yeah.
And kind of just to run them through things, because like, I'd say it's the same with any course where like students kind of come in and they have like a certain expectation or a certain kind of idea of how things are going to go down, but in reality it's usually not half as bad as they think,
exactly,
or half as difficult as they think things are going
to
be.
And on the outside looking in, college looks so different to maybe what you'll actually experience. So I'd say, even as a current ambassador, you probably would recommend that students just talk to current students. You know, if you're in fifth or sixth year at the minute, or you're entering from a QQI, FETAC course, maybe you're a mature student, chat to current students on the course, because they're the ones who know exactly, as you said, the 212. You know exactly what's going down. We're delighted that we have you for another 2 years as an ambassador. John, you've been fantastic so far, and we can't wait to work with you for the next couple of years and to continue seeing how you provide students with such great knowledge. So just as we close off today's episode, do you have any advice for incoming students or prospective students to DCU?
I'd say kind of advice in terms of like surviving and thriving in the college experience, more so, would be just kind of like to not compare yourself too much to your classmates and that kind of thing. Like, I think it's really important to kind of like just be, you know, focusing on your own progress and kind of like, you know, focusing on how you're doing, and say like, you know, if someone beside you is like has already started an assignment and stuff like 17 weeks in advance or something mad like that, that has kind of nothing to do with you. And to kind of like, to always just be able to kind of like, you know, level yourself and realize that, you know, in a lot of cases you're never as behind that you kind of you think you are. Kind of like, I'd say especially, you know, like at any point if you feel that things aren't going well, there's always someone who can kind of like help you out if you're in a bit of a rut, or kind of like, you know, help you get through a difficulty and stuff. And I'd say DCU is definitely great for kind of like giving practical support to their students, regardless of like the nature of the difficulty.
Thank you, John. It's a great nod there to whether it's speaking to your lecturer, to peers, but also the Student Support and Development Service in DCU is a place where students can go to seek help, whether it's free counselling service or financial advice, health centre, anything like that. You know, we care about you here in DCU, genuinely, and we want you to thrive. John, thank you so much for the insight on your course, but also your own experience and how you found DCU. Delighted to hear you've had such a great time, and I wish you the best for the next couple of years. If you'd like to ask us anything about the podcast, or indeed any question about DCU, you can contact us at studenthelp at dcu.ie, or John, I believe, is also on UniBuddy. So if you'd like to chat to John about their time in DCU, how you've enjoyed it, clubs, socks, hours, assignments, anything like that, John would be available there to chat on UniBuddy. So thank you for coming in today, and we'll see you guys soon.